From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. TV star Farrah Fawcett turns out to be one of more than 60 people whose confidential medical records were breached by an employee at the UCLA Medical Center. Hospital officials say they fired the snooper last May, but did not notify the affected patients or the state. Health regulators say they learned about the Fawcett incident and a later breach of Britney Spears' records from a reporter at the LA Times. Later today, Orange County prosecutors are expected to release the results of a 9-month grand jury investigation into the death of an inmate at Theo Lacy Jail. An angry mob killed the man in 2006 after a sheriff's deputy allegedly labeled him a child molester. The county paid more than $500,000 to settle a wrongful death suit by the victim's father. A public electricity co-op in the San Joaquin Valley is battling one of California's energy giants over who gets to serve the area's customers. The co-op says PG&E is trying to muscle out competition, violating state regulations in the process. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coker reports.
6 years ago, the state's power grid was in crisis. Rolling blackouts, big utilities, and financial turmoil. So California passed legislation allowing local communities to band together to buy and produce electricity. A group of 12 cities and counties in the San Joaquin Valley is the first to get the okay from the Public Utilities Commission. They're putting out ads like this.
Community Choice, an energy program for our region.
A partnership of our local cities and counties.
Working for reliable energy,
lower costs,
and local control.
Here's the idea. As a public entity, the local power authority can borrow money to finance energy projects at a cheaper interest rate and pass that discount on to customers. They estimate customers can save 5% on their power rates compared to PG&E. And they plan to build a natural gas-fired plant and massive solar panels to generate power locally.
And so the model became one of creating a tool where local governments could be part of California's energy solution.
David Orth is general manager of the San Joaquin Valley Power Authority. They filed a complaint against PG&E with the State Utilities Commission. Orth accuses PG&E of spending customer funds on newspaper ads and lobbying to dissuade communities like Fresno from joining the public co-op.
It absolutely became a David versus Goliath. With opposition from PG&E, the playing field became so substantially tilted in their favor because of their position as the monopoly, their bottomless pit of money, that we could not compete.
PG&E spokesman Jeff Smith says they didn't use customer funds illegally. He says PG&E's simply trying to inform customers there's no guarantee a local power authority's rates would be cheaper.
The bottom line for consumers is that we believe that if they were to stay with PG&E, that it would be a much safer bet for them in terms of their costs not being as high as if they go with this much more risky option that's being proposed.
Both sides are expected to go before a PUC judge this week and hammer out an agreement about how they'll compete for customers. Other counties are watching because similar local power co-ops are in the works in places like San Francisco, Marin, and San Luis Obispo counties. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Tomorrow at the White House, a Navy SEAL from Orange County will be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, posthumously. Petty Officer Second Class Michael Mansour was killed in Iraq last September while shielding his comrades from enemy fire. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has more.
To earn a spot with the elite Naval Special Warfare Corps, Michael Mansour endured weeks of punishing training at a Navy SEAL boot camp near San Diego. It took two tries, but he finally made the cut. No one was surprised.
He was definitely a battler.
Chris Van Hook coached Mansour's high school football team, the Garden Grove Argonauts.
You knew he was going to be successful in life because whether or not he was the star, he was going to go out there and play as hard as he could every play. And the fact, again, that he cared about his teammates, he always put his teammates above himself. For him, it was, you know, do we win on game night? And obviously, that showed up in how he conducted himself when he went into the military.
On the day he was killed, 25-year-old Michael Mansour was pinned down on a rooftop in Ramadi. According to the Navy's account, a grenade struck him in the chest and tumbled across the rooftop. Mansour shouted a warning and threw himself over the grenade. The action cost him his life, but spared the lives of several Navy SEALs and Iraqi soldiers. Seth Stone was Mansoor's commanding officer.
Tragically, Mike gave his life for my men so they could, two of whom could return home to their families, to their children. Mike and the Mansoor family are members of the Naval Special Warfare community. We're deeply indebted to them for allowing us to serve alongside their brother, whom we all strive to be like.
I don't think any of us really felt like we would see him again.
At a news conference last week in Los Angeles, Michael Mansoor's older sister, Sarah, says she knew being a SEAL would be among the most dangerous jobs in the military.
When I had heard this, it was like a puzzle piece of mine. It was almost like that last piece had been placed, like his job was done. And I think it's very fitting for him in that way. I think it's very appropriate that that it happened that way.
Back at Garden Grove High School, baseball coach Roberto Cepeda is corralling his players into the dugout after a long practice. Cepeda played with Mansoor on the school's football team. He says his friend's story will be a valuable life lesson to share with his players and his students. Cepeda is also a history teacher.
You're standing up for what he believed in. That's the American dream. Doing what you want to do. He wanted to be a Navy SEAL. You know, being a Navy SEAL, there comes certain. You know, he lived his dream. I mean, representing his country. You know, I'm trying to get my students to understand that.
At a memorial for Michael Mansoor, held in Iraq last winter, there were no bagpipes or rifle salutes, just a simple hail and farewell from his fellow SEALs. On Tuesday, Michael Mansoor's family will accept the Congressional Medal of Honor on his behalf. And in May, Garden Grove High School will dedicate a permanent memorial in his honor. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report for Monday, April 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Osh Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.